Well, April 2020 is behind us. How'd it go? Anybody else want a do-over? Hey, can I get a do-over on that? Gosh, last week, I didn't do a podcast on Friday like I normally do. And my husband, I love you, sweetie. I know you're listening. Kept reminding me, hey, didn't hear your podcast. You didn't do a podcast last week. Didn't get the iTunes notification on my phone about your podcast. Yeah, I didn't feel like it, okay? I just wasn't up for it because all the goals I laid out in 2020 for my business didn't take into account all the crap that was going to happen. We get a do-over. Today's podcast, my gift for you, it's a 2020 do-over. So keep listening and I'm going to share with you how it's going to work. So at the end of each month, I sit down to assess how the month went. And it's an exercise in my passion planner. That's my paper planner that I love. You can check it out at yourpassionplanner.com. Yes, that's an ad. Yes, they sponsor the podcast. Thank you, Passion Planner. And I have the trophies, the amazing women in my free life coaching group do this along with me. Because what's the saying? You either learn from history or you're doomed to repeat it, something like that. So we always want to take a look at what happened, because if it wasn't that great, we don't want to do it again. And it's also great to recognize what went well each month. Recognize your progress, identify what you're doing really well, what's working, acknowledge how far you've come. That's the power of this monthly assessment. And even more importantly, it's critical to see what didn't go well, what you want to toss out, what isn't working, so you can identify what you need to do differently. And the Passion Planner, by the way, it's on super sale right now because it's not January. Hello, it's April. But if you don't have a Passion Planner, then you can ask yourself these questions. What was the most memorable part of the month? What were some lessons that you learned this month? There's so many great prompts in the Passion Planner. Here's some others. Just what happened last month? Recall what went on. What happened? Did you accomplish your goals? Why not? What were some successful highlights of the month? What wasn't so great? Is there anyone you fell out of touch with? Should you reconnect with them? What were some mistakes you made? How can you prevent them? And if you encounter that situation again, how can you do better? And it's also a great time to set up the next month, May. And today, as I assessed April, I was like, wow, that kind of blew. I didn't really live up to my standards as a mom. I wasn't the best mom this month. Some might say I was mean mommy this month. They would be accurate. I brought in one new client. One. Just one. And I didn't even live up to my kids' teachers' standards because today I got a notice of all the assignments that are past due for their e-learning curriculum. Whoops. So I had a really hard time sitting down this month and just getting to work, just chipping away at my goals. And my April assessment was just kind of meh. In fact, if I had hired myself, I probably wouldn't have stayed on payroll for May because it was a low performing month for me for sure. And I realized why, because things have changed so dramatically and unpredictably that I'm just not feeling my goals I set 4 months ago. So it's so hard to want to sit down and chip away at them because they're not working. For example, let me just share a page out of my Passion Planner, Melissa's amazing 2020 goals. Get a babysitter once a week for date nights with Pat. That's my husband. Wouldn't that be amazing? A babysitter for a date night. Sounds great. Be a lady who lunches once a week. That's meeting up with a friend for lunch or maybe coffee each week. Ah, remember when we used to meet up with friends? I know. Okay, run 3 miles. That's 5K for you metrics. 3 times a week. Where? In place? Running 3 miles. Okay. Enroll 10 new women in husband rehab. That's my online course. Hasn't happened. Spend one-on-one time with my kids each day. Okay, this one, I'm nailing it. Spending time with my kids, happening. It's happening. maybe not in the capacity that they wish, though. So luckily, there is no hard and fast rule that says we can't scrap our goals and start all over. So this is an invitation to toss what you may have planned for 2020 and start all over, given the current situation. Wait, what? You don't have you didn't put your 2020 goals down. Okay, hold up. I am such a proponent of goals because they give you direction. Goals will pull you towards your future that you get to design because you put the goal down of what it was going to look like. And without meaningful goals, we are subject to other people's plans. And we end up doing things that we think we should or what sounds good because you haven't taken the time to deliberately decide what it is you want. And so as a result, we might end up sleepwalking through life just without direction or going through the motions or doing the bare minimum without passion and without purpose. And I, for one, I feel bad about myself if I'm showing up doing just the bare minimum, just being average, mediocre. And I even find myself when I get stuck in that, I even hate on others who are excelling. Like I'll see other people that are up to big stuff or things that I want for myself. And I'm thinking, good for them. Good for you. Show off. So the worst part to me though, it's missing out on the chance of living this inspiring life of passion and purpose, all because you never took the opportunity to identify what you want. So today it's an invitation to redo those 2020 goals or do them at all if you never took the time to set them in the first place. That's what I set aside some time for today to make happen. My January goals, they are not working. Date nights, you guys, come on, date nights. I have to re-envision what a date night looks like. So if your plan isn't working or it's either getting you closer to what you want or it isn't, that's how you know if it's working or not. You are excited about the end result. Even if you aren't excited about the tedious minutiae that may come with the goal, there's always going to be that. Okay, that's the poop. It's like if you've ever wanted kids, you aren't talking and dreaming and planning about all the poopy diapers. And there's lots. No, you're thinking about the baby and all the unconditional love and the sweetness and dressing them up and the cooing and the cuddles. But yeah, there's going to be poop. You take the poop because you want the baby. And your goals, they're going to be just like that. You get the goals. And there's going to be some poop you also got to clean up if you really want them badly enough. But you don't focus on the poop. You don't hang out with the diaper. You hang out with the goal and the end result. No mom-to-be is focused on the poop. She's focused on creating a family. So set the goals. Don't focus on the poop. And that's going to get me to goal setting. So pods 15, 16, and 17, which I did in January, walked you through how to goal set. And these are three 10-minute podcasts that do a beautiful job of helping you deliberately set goals that are meaningful. Chapter 15 or podcast 15, it's on the Wheel of Life and it helps you take stock of where you're at so you know what you want to focus on in 2020. And in podcast 16, it was the power of identifying your core values so you know what's important to you. Otherwise, you're at risk of pursuing goals that you think you should because they sound good, not ones that actually light you up. And then podcast 17, it's the actual goal setting. If you've done 15 and 16, you've done the pre-work, it's the only goal setting exercise you'll ever need. And I decided I'm going to walk women through this exercise on a private Zoom session next Wednesday, May 6th at 6:30 a.m. Pacific. I know it's early. That's 9:30 a.m. Eastern. And that's also 7 p.m. India time for those of you here in Sri Lanka with me. It's less than $10 to join me on the Zoom session. I hope you'll participate. Send me a DM or email heygirl@melissamcleod.co if you want to participate. I'm easy to find on all the socials, Melissa McLeod, melissamcleod.co. It'll be recorded if you can't make the live, but I hope you make the live because it's going to be incredibly interactive. So if you love the idea of goals and what they could do for you, but you never have taken the time to sit down and write and do the work to put them on paper, join me next Wednesday, May 6th. And if you're listening to this and it's May 7th and you're like, what? Shoot, I just missed it. Message me. We'll get you the replay. All right. Love you, ladies. Here's to an awesome May, aka do over 2020. If you think having a paper planner is so Lisa Frank, 1992, you are missing the boat. I've been using the Passion Planner for 4 years, and it is the best tool for identifying and then chipping away at your goals every single week. And you know the personal satisfaction from crossing out a completed task. Check it out at yourpassionplanner.com, www.yourpassionplanner.com, and you'll get a coupon.